This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Leila Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesun and Betzaru V'Shivya. We're up to Meseches Makas, Perik Aleph Mishnah Tes. And we're talking about Edim, when people say testimony, when witnesses say testimony on someone that something was done, and the question is, when part of them became zoymimin or became invalid, does that invalidate the whole testimony? So let's talk about, and we were saying that there are different mandamrim that say differently about it. But here's an interesting case. We have two people that were in one building in one window, and two people that were in another building in another window, and there's a third or a fifth witness that's right near where the crime is happening, and he's the one who gives the hasra. He's the one who gives the warning, don't do this or you'll be punished, right? So does that make it that all of them then become one set of witnesses, or are they separate sets of witnesses? Hayushnayim royin oisei mechalon zeh. Two people see the crime happening from one window, and the two other people see it happening from another window. And there's a fifth person that is actually in the middle, who he's doing the warning. He's doing the hasra. When some of them can see the others, meaning that they see each other. Royan Elu es Elu, they see each other. Hare Elu Edus Echad. So then that's considered one set of witnesses, one testimony. So here you have two windows, and here's the person in the middle who's telling this person, don't do the crime that you're about to do. So that makes it into one, if they can see each other, that's one Edus, and therefore, and v'imlav, and if they don't see each other, hare elushte eduyos, they're considered two sets of edim, and they're not connected to each other. Lefikach, therefore, the outcome of that is im nimtzes achetz mehem zememes, if one pair is considered zememin, hu vehein nerogin, the person who was found to be guilty, or the person who did the crime, he's, let's say this person, this set of witnesses is found to be zoymimin. They get killed because they're zoymimin. He still did the crime. How do we know that? Because there's a second set of edim that saw it. So he still did the crime and he still gets killed. Hu vehem neragim. He, the criminal, and heim, the edim zoymimin, neragim, get killed. Vashnia, and the second set of Edim, Ptura, is Pater from being considered Edim Zayimim. In fact, not only that, but they're considered to be the Edim that are saying testimony and making it that this person is Chayiv Misa on his own. The person who's the criminal. If Rabbi Yossi says, La'ilam ein nerogin, you would say, he's telling another chiddush, a totally different, separate topic, separate chiddush about witnesses and about testimony. La'ilam ein nerogin, the person who's the criminal does not get killed. Actually, Yehu pi shnei Edov Masrin Bay. A little bit, he's arguing on the previous case, because the previous case we had one person in the center who was the one who was giving the warning. He said, I'm sorry, that can't kill somebody. You can only kill somebody if both Edim are the ones who are saying the Hasra, who are warning him. Both Edim are warning him, saying, you don't do this because you'll get killed for it. Shenemar, as it says, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, through the mouth of the two Edim. So not just the mouth of the two Edim are presenting to Bezdin, but the mouth of the two Edim are the ones who are warning him that he shouldn't do this and he'll get killed if he does. Davar Acher, a different, way of touching up this. So there's different mandam that's saying, translating this pasuk a different way, that shnai api shnayim edim through the mouths of the two edim shaloi tehei Sanhedrin shemas mi piat turgamen, that Sanhedrin can't hear a capital case through the something that's going to affect someone's life or death through the mouth of a translator. A translator can't tell it over. They have to actually hear it from the witnesses themselves, which brings us to understand why Sanhedrin had to know, the people who are in the Sanhedrin had to know all the 70 languages of the world, which then, we know that from the story of Mordechai, that he overheard Bigson and Seresh, and he understood their language because he was from Sanhedrin, and he understood all 70 languages because of this. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.